Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Hey guys, as promised, I thought I'd go into the energies of now a little bit deeper. So we have the equinox, the full moon eclipse, we've got Easter Sunday in the middle of that, and then we've got another solar eclipse coming out the other side. And like most of us, we've been being prepared for this since autumn, since October. So if you're feeling tired and you're having these days of real, either your sleep is disrupted, you're waking up in the middle of the night, or your head is overactive and the mind is really processing things. Maybe you're having really interesting dreams. Maybe you're a lot up here, but there's this kind of a bit of an imbalance with the active energies. I'm finding it really helpful at the moment to bring attention to the heart and into the lower centers, even if that means just placing a hand on the heart and taking a breath, placing attention to the physical sensations there and bringing your heart down to the lower belly. And the same thing, taking a breath there and being with the physical sensations in the body. And there is the reason for this as well is so closely tied into the energies, because it's always a time of divine marriage round about this time of year. And when our beingness and our doingness get called in even more deeply into a more harmonious relationship, so that what we do in the world, what we put out, our creations, our work, what we're giving our energy to is much more closely aligned with our essence, our nature, which is much more connected to the why of why we're here, our true purpose, a higher creative purpose, our soul purpose, you could say, and spirit and soul come into an aligned divine marriage within us. And there is an opportunity to let go of the stories of the past in this aspect of our inner self. So the relationship between beingness and doingness, when we spend time in beingness, we are in contact with our essence, the nature of who we are, our soul, the intangible, the oceanic, the formless, the immeasurable, the often invisible, the often not given enough time and space and domain in daily doingness, in going into action. Now, at this time of spring, it's so natural to have our action qualities woken up, and for that energy to be running in our bodies, waking our minds up, bringing us into the upper centers and the upper body a bit, because it's a time for creating, it's a time for allowing expansion, super massive stratospheric expansion. This year, collectively, the theme is very much very physical, very earthly, very worldly, an expansion in what our relationship is in a worldly sense. How is the truth of who we are expressing itself out into the worldly form? And our lovely action energy, our dynamic energy, the energy that sets an arrow, fires an arrow, knows what the target is, that is the energy that gives our essence shape and form above the surface in the world, that lets us create. Very connected, a lot of activity with the throat center and the alchemy of creation, the life breath of source as it runs through our chakras and this ever-renewing breath that aligns us within creation, within all that is, within all of nature. And that means that because it's spring here in this hemisphere, because it's this time of year, that we're like the plants. Sap is rising, quite literally and figuratively, in our alchemies. And the throat chakra is where we express, and that's not always just about speaking. It's about where that creation energy goes out into the world. It becomes manifest, takes shape, has form. This time of year, big expansion, huge, massive. And so in the preparation to this, for this, which, as I say, began in earnest collectively back in October, there's been a clearing and refining, a stripping away of who we're not, giving back to the earth, allowing Gaia, allowing Goddess, allowing Source and all that is to devour what we're not, to compost it. So that energy is released from the Akash of our blueprints and returns to us fresh, ready for our now creations. And this aligning since January has had us being dropped real deep into beingness, like a plant, going deep down into the soil to be a seed there, to gradually put its roots down, down, down and down, and strengthen that connection to where the nourishment is coming from in us. And then there's been these bursts of activity and then this exhaustion again, being called back down into the soil to reconnect. Where are we being nourished from? Because when we fire an arrow, I'm going to go do this. This is my goal, this is my aim, and this is my drive, this is where my doingness energy is going. How do we know where to fire that arrow? Whether it's a big arrow, our career, our big choices, our projects, our plan for the year, whether it's a little arrow, what do I need to do today to be aligned with my big arrow, or my bigger aims, objectives, and choices? Have I even got those aims and objectives and choices yet? Are they clear to me? Do I have them? Where does that come from? Well, from Goddess. It comes from beingness. It comes from the intangible, the oceanic. It comes from the part of us that's formless, except it's not entirely. These dreams, these who am I? What am I here for? What is the essence of myself? What is my nature? What is my truth? What is the why of me? Now, in this moment, not forever, just now in this moment. We contact our soul, our essence, our true nature, our signature blueprint in moments of beingness. When we bring attention inwards, and we ground in our center and hearts. We ground in our body in physical feelings. We bring awareness into the heart and the lower centers, not treating them as something to be abhorred and climbed away from, but as something sacred where life begins in us. And so having these moments, especially if you are somebody experiencing sleeplessness right now or having top heavy experiences, having these moments throughout our day where we just pause for a moment, we bring the magic of the pause into the moment, and it can just be a second or less where we turn attention inwards and we connect with the heart, with the lower belly, or just with the breath, or just with the physical sensations happening in our center, in our body as a whole. When we have those moments of stillness, what we're doing is aligning the arrow. And this is why, if you're someone who's had this experience this year of action and then exhaustion, or action and then rest, or no inspiration, tumbleweed, nothing happening. This is why of it. It's because those moments of beingness, those moments of stillness get to be integrated now into our day, into the machinery of us running our lives. because it aligns the arrow, it keeps us aligned, it means our doingness is aligned with our beingness. So that's the major, biggest theme right now. Massive expansion in creation. And this is with an emphasis on bringing our, whatever it is we're working in, what are we putting out right now in our work, our projects, our creativity? Wherever our creative energy is going, that could be home, family, relationships, work, projects, it could be anything. I just get ready for a change in shape. This is why all of this alignment has been so important. Is the expansion energy happening in the collective right now? And the reading, all the readings I'm getting are because our creations, the shape they take in the world, is getting ready to expand and change. So I've said it before, when a plant goes through a growth spurt, the shape of the whole plant changes. But the shape of the leaves within the plant can change. New spines, new veins, even the outer form of those leaves within the plant can change. And then it puts out flowers, you know, which it didn't have before a moment ago. And flowers are a completely different song in the whole of that plant. And the beauty of the collective movement in awakening right now, shall we say, the evolution of consciousness, the ever-moving story of now, in this evolution of consciousness, and every big gateway like this is like a punctuation point in an ever-moving story. The beauty of now is that there is a lovely naturalization process. As our separation, our sense of separation is dissolving, 3D into 5D, duality into unity, allowing the collapse of the old world and paradigm within our blueprints. Never mind what it's doing out there in the world. Let's focus on what it's doing in our blueprints, because we're the ones generating the hologram of the world and the reality that we then walk through, live and use to learn and grow by. As the old collapses into the emerging new, as the old dissolves into the emerging new, there's a beautiful naturalization where physically, the more we align in stillness, the more our bodies vibrationally come into alignment within the vibrations, within the rhythms, within the patterns of the planet. And that might sound very out there, but really it's just about being a body, an organism within the earth, also an organism that has rhythms and patterns and tides and seasons, day, night, spring, summer, winter, autumn. Very natural, very normal, very grounded rhythms and patterns. And our body's vibrating a little more harmoniously with those. So when it's spring for us, maybe we feel more like creating. Guess what? When it's summer, maybe we're more like coasting. When it's autumn, we're reaping the harvest. When it's winter, we're living off what we've created for that year. Very natural. What I can see in the collective human blueprint with the readings I take from the Akash is that this is happening vibrationally in the body. It's not the domain of the mind. The mind gets to catch up and be aware of it if it's lucky, if it wants, if we have that within us. But this is happening at a collective level, vibrationally. There are centers opening up in the Akash of our human blueprint that are gateways to source in the dimensions of the self. Imagine this as multi-layered, multi-dimensional, and the Akash of our blueprint is the same. With our chemical pathways and sacred gateways are open, there are sacred gateways opening up to source that are allowing that beautiful natural life breath of creation to flow in our energy fields, in our light bodies, that are putting us vibrationally in a state of higher alignment with the natural rhythms and planets, the natural rhythms and patterns of the planet. Why? Because there are dimensions of us that are always and have always been one with the planet, but we might have, in our personal human experience, been disconnected from those. The gateway to source wasn't open. We weren't really, they weren't alive. There are new dimensions of the self waking up to oneness, changing our vibration. So that, you know, we might find ourselves having spontaneous inspirations, inclinations, physical impulses that are actually quite highly aligned with the planetary energies of the year, of the time of day. There are rhythms and tides and patterns all around us, holding us in the natural world. There are rhythms and tides and patterns within us, within our biology. And there are rhythms and tides and patterns within our energy biology. And it's lovely because as complex as that is, when it's out of sync, there's a story of it coming into sync. That's why we do these energy updates. Every big gateway, the collective comes home a little more. Let's go with a little more of that out of sync and the patterns and the beliefs and the limiting states and vibratory states of mind, emotion, physical behaviors, physical traumas. We let go of what keeps us in a state of out of sync. And we come a little bit more into synchronicity. It's a shift into oneness. But the simplicity of it is that when we rest in our heart and center, when we spend a moment in stillness, those rhythms equalize in us. They find their natural rhythm. Everything has a natural rhythm. We can keep ourselves and our bodies and our hearts and our minds out of our natural rhythm, of course. And then we can worry about what toolbox do I need to bring everything back into equilibrium. But actually, it's a beautiful example is we get out of the way. We just come into stillness, silence. We center, we ground. Be with the breath. There's a rhythm that's very simple, easy to connect with. When attention is in our center, our biological rhythms, our energetic rhythms, they have a reference point. There's the center. So something that was doing this because it couldn't find its center. When there's a center, it's like, oh, I go and I come back to this. I go and I come back to this. I go and I come back to this. This is the reference point. And it's as simple as using our attention to bring ourselves home here. So I think there's so much more we could say. Let me see what else is opening up this with these eclipses. The elementals are really supporting us right now. The elemental dimension could be thought of as, we think of the elements as maybe earth, air, fire, water. You may have heard of Ayurveda and you might have come across the possibility that these elements are within us. Maybe you connect really strongly to that. Now, the elemental plane of dimension does include that, but it gets very detailed. And the elemental plane of dimension that's active now can be thought of as, imagine the periodic table, the consciousness of the elements in the periodic table. Imagine all those elements had a consciousness. You're starting to think, it's more complex than that even, but you're starting to think in terms of the elemental dimension of awareness. They are almost like the behind the scenes consciousness before all the instructions that we carry that manifest into reality from the Akashic codes and scripts in our human blueprint, in our DNA. Everything we're using as master co-creators of reality, our beliefs, our expectations, our desires, our intentions, our dreams. Nice metaphysical way of explaining it there. Everything we're using to create reality is encoded within us, and the elementals follow those instructions. Most of us don't have a conscious relationship with this particular dimension of the elemental plane, and it's a shame because they are so much fun to connect with. I am lucky enough to work with a channel for the elemental domain plane of consciousness for many years, and she has connected me very deeply to these guys. And boy, do they have a sense of humor. What they don't have is judgment. What they are is responsive to the creative directive always coming from us, conscious and unconscious. They're here to bring that creative directive into physical reality. And they're always like the backstage hands at work, determining what appears on the theatre of our lives. We have a dimension of ourselves as elemental. Our body has everything going on in our body, has a corresponding plane, part of it that's part of that plane of elemental consciousness. But so does everything in physical existence. And there is, although our awareness of this dimension has been collectively largely dormant for so long, to the point where we've even developed a lot of fears and folklorish stories that embody the fears we have around the elemental archetypes in consciousness, like dragons and archetype, well, we slayed that, pixies and elves and folklore and things like this, trolls. And we've made kind of horror stories for ourselves around a lot of these. There are still the beautiful truths that have been guarded and remain. Now we give these intangible, abstract, difficult to understand realms of consciousness. We give them faces and names and characteristics. We say elves, we say gnomes, we say goblins and fairies or trolls or dragons or giants. And that's a way of telling ourselves a story and keeping the truth alive in story form. And we can still connect to that plane of consciousness using those vehicles, using those faces, stepping out beyond the more fear-based stories around what they are and asking to be shown again what's the truth about this plane, this realm of consciousness, because these are like the voice pieces of Gaia and the planet we're reconnecting with. And as we renaturalize and come into a higher vibrational state of oneness in the physical dimensions of ourself, our relationship to the elementals is what's supporting us. And it can be a lot of fun to open up awareness in that direction and start asking questions again, like, show me, and what's the truth around this? And can I connect and communicate with the elementals? What about on this topic or this? Now, we can open up to that. I mean, that could just be a whole 3-day workshop. It could be weeks of work, years of opening to that. And I'm glossing over it quite fast here. But I've really noticed how supportive that plane of consciousness is being at the moment. How they're coming through, how they're speaking. So let's dive a bit deeper now. So the elementals are there. And those of us who are mystics or think in terms of the Christ as an energy, a consciousness, perhaps an ascended master, connect with it in the traditions of the Essenes or in a mystic sense. We are having discussions at the moment about our connection to the Christ energy, the Christ. The Christ light is the word that comes for me. And this wonderfully beautiful activation that's been going on. I mean, I've been noticing this for a couple of weeks now in preparation for these Easter times. I mean, maybe for you it has a religious context. There's lots of different ways we might connect with what that means to us personally. And it's what it means to us personally that's I would encourage here. But for me, the Christ light, as I'm experiencing it, has been opening, it's been this lovely opening from the crown and this lovely light pouring in. It's not just a kind of a linear action. There's this incredible quality of love that's been enveloping and surrounding things. It's been taking old stories out of the Akash. Old dances between my inner masculine and feminine, where they held themselves separate to one another, and allowing me to experience those parts of myself in a harmony beyond almost impossible to tell my inner feminine and masculine apart in there. You know, my inner yin and yang, my doingness and my beingness. It's like that separation is being invited so deeply into a kind of blending of, don't think of it like that anymore. And what I'm noticing is an activation in the alchemical centers in me that starts in the crown. So it's really waking up the head and it's dropping to the heart. And opening my capacity for love. It's bringing me down to my root. And there's new qualities of security. And then it's like it's harmonizing the alchemical breath of creation in me and bringing a light of the aligned masculine back home. So I have my own stories around my inner masculine and feminine, around the archetypes both outside of me and inside of me that tell me stories about how I've held masculine and feminine in separation within me. I've held beingness and doingness in separation in me. And there's been a kind of a dissolution of my negative projections onto the masculine. As it's the best way I can describe it. And allowing what I've kept separate to come home and be part of oneness again. And that is bringing a lot of healed doing this online for me. And I'm seeing this reflected in those, that, as I say, the conversations we're having at the moment. But the reading I'm taking, I mean, just this, the presence of this Christ light, it's just been so very beautiful. It's like, well, here's the divine masculine presenting itself alchemically as an energy, as a state of consciousness, as a light and something totally intangible, and bringing the invitation to surrender all my old ideas. Now, I'm very personal about what the word even masculine means to each of us. So it's a very deeply personal process, but there is an invitation to let go of the negative, to let go of the battle between the sexes, whether that's internal or external, to let go of, I want to say genderizing everything, and to relax into that loving state of oneness where separation dissolves into union. Let me see, there's something more on that. Yeah, I mean, just to speak to that, we bring up the word masculine, and just like the word Christ, it can bring up very strong associations for all of us. When I'm referencing that, I'm really speaking about the yin and the yang of metaphysics. So the masculine in me could be the part of me that's action drive, doingness, the bit that gives shape, structure and container that brings my creations into form. It doesn't mean that that's what I'm saying a man is. This has got no connection to men and women or gender, or what I choose to identify as with my gender and my sexuality. Because I see all of us as having an alchemical dance of these inner yin and yang qualities in every aspect of who we are. And it, just the infinite variables in that alchemy between us, making us so unique. And who we choose to express as, how we choose to express that. That for me is a playground of infinite creativity. And personal choice. And it's not, it really doesn't have to relate to these metaphysical principles and the dance that they're in within, the alchemical dance they're in within me. I mean, that's personal, but I just want to bring it in because I think there can be this sense of saying men are like this and women are like this, and I can't do that. I just can't see it like that at all. I see us as multidimensional, with inner archetypes and inner aspects, with an inner alchemy And that all of that complexity running through multi-dimensions, and those primal forces of consciousness, the yin and the yang, it's not, as in, like I say, an alchemical dance, sometimes separation, sometimes unity, sometimes an incredible complexity to this internally. So at every level of who we are, within every aspect of who we are. And that infinite variety is something I love. That's just how I see us. I guess it comes with looking at things as layered and multidimensional. I'm not sure. But yeah, I wanted to speak to that for a moment because I know there can be strong terms that we bring up. There's something else for the energies before we wrap this up. Very exciting. We just see where is it? What is it? Where is it gone? Oh, blessings and benevolence. There is a phenomenal amount of divine intervention right now. Oh, I know we're used to having to process, those of us who kind of take ownership for our inner work are used to having to process a lot. What do I need to see? What do I need to be aware of? What are the patterns I'm running? What could I let go of? What are the limiting beliefs that I could shift? What are the wounded emotions that need healing? Where is there trauma that I've got to work with? And what I've been blown away by is with this inflow of Christ light, bringing healed masculine and feminine into a union, bringing oneness awareness in a very dynamic way that supports doingness, that's aligned with beingness and the truth of who we are and our signature blueprint. With all of this, because there's such an acceleration, such an expansion, it's like the light itself is dissolving so many of our patterns. But there's more than that. There is a grace at work. There is a divine intervention. There are a phenomenal number of guides and beautiful beings of unconditionally loving integrity working with us now to lift, to take from us what's not for us, so that we haven't got to do all that work ourselves a slow way. I mean, like times like this of quickening and acceleration is just not time. And it's just so beautiful to think of that loving care, taking these burdens off our shoulders, saying, it's okay, you don't have to do this. You're not alone. We can take it from you. That's sure, I've had to process some things, be with some things, be in awareness about some things, but the loving support right now is just going, surrender. If you're aware of something, hand it over. That's all you need to do, love. Let it go. So at this time of death and rebirth and renewal, there's an invitation to focus on expansion, creation. What are we bringing into the world? And how is the shape of that aligned with who we are? And can we bring that marriage of, I'm going to do something, then I'm going to call myself home into beingness and make sure spirit and soul, doing and being, are steering my creations into the world in a way that I am comfortable with. And they don't have to be perfect. That's the last thing I want to speak to. It's important, and it keeps coming through for me right now. Those of us who've been light workers, who are connected to our past lives and our healing and clearing, our creation alchemy and facing what there is to face around our creation stories, and our coming home to oneness stories. I think for many of us, there can be a block on allowing ourselves to create in a worldly sense, to even be present in the world, to bring who we are and our deep spiritual truth out into worldly manifestation. There's been this sense of, well, the world is Babylonian and wrong, and it cannot support, it's everything's inverted, we can't do it. And you know what? We're on a threshold, an event horizon of dissolution. where that is a moving story. And there is space in the world to bring in something that is aligned with our spiritual truth, that is in integrity of the light, of love. To bring it into being and into form, there's enough space to bring that in. And so there's a call now. Get physical, get grounded, get worldly. Oh, but hang on a minute. In the scrolls, in our souls, we have lines where we've written, I shall not create. God, is that powerful. I won't create. Let's not say that statement even. It's like, I won't create. I won't be present in the world. I won't be present in the world of people. Or I will, but I'll try not to be. I'll be in conflict around it or stress around it. Because I don't want to be. Oh, but I have to do this bit, but I'll put my toe in, but I won't put all of me in. I won't, you know, I'll just do the bits I have to do in order to kind of, you know, live and survive. And this is not tenable anymore for so many of us. There is a call to turn and face the worldly, as spiritual beings, determined and committed to expressing, creating and manifesting from a place of truth aligned with integrity, and see where that's possible. Know that it is, that we are supported, we're not alone. There's been people out there, trailblazers, forerunners, for so long now, that there are whole landscapes in the manifest world supporting what we want to create. What we feel inspired and excited to bring in, what are we here to offer? And to allow ourselves to engage, spread out, put our fingers out, put our feet down, speak it out, allow ourselves to be supported in a worldly way while we are doing this. Now, those hardwired soul scripts that come from lifetimes, holy lifetimes of shunning the material, shunning the worldly, maybe even shunning the physical, they're going to get in our way. And now is a time where we could make an intention, prayer, to hand over those soul scrolls or those scripts in our soul scrolls. And permissions run much deeper than that. There are those of us who, when we fell into separation as those who were carrying codes and keys of wisdom as light workers, I hold the gateway to source. I hold this sacred knowledge. We have lifetimes where we held that sacred knowledge, but we, like everything else, fell into separation. And the sacred wisdom and the sacred keys we thought were in such high integrity. We all have moments, trauma moments in our light worker past where we used our wisdom keys. We thought we were in integrity, but oh, everything went really wrong and we hurt people or ourselves or reality. Or we did things that we then caused us terrible guilt, terrible shame. And we withdrew. We said, right, I won't create. I won't bring this into the physical realms because I've hurt someone. I won't bring my gifts into the world because the world not only doesn't want them, but I can't use them in a way that doesn't cause pain. Well, why? Well, because everything's inverted instead of focused from oneness. And there's profoundly deep, difficult things from our past that might be writing limitations in us as this collective movement and the energies of now are like, come on, create, expand, bring the shape of who you are and what you want to offer into the world. Let it be more manifest. And as those of us who identify as light workers, perhaps, or mystics or spiritual people or people who turn inwards and ask to do their inner work, we might be coming across real roadblocks in this area. Really strong soul scroll scripts saying, but you can't, you mustn't. And they show up in us as truth. And yet I would imagine for a lot of us now, I'm actually seeing this, that they're being put under pressure. And we're being asked, is it true now? Yeah, it might have been true then, but is it true now that you shouldn't create, that you shouldn't be part of the world, that you shouldn't join in, that you shouldn't be part of the worldly? It's a very good time to ask, is that still true now? Is that my highest truth now? And to ask, what is my highest truth when it comes to creating? What is my highest truth when it comes to worldly relating? What is trying to express through me? And how can I give it more space, more domain in the world around me? How can I allow it to have the shape it wants to have? And how can I see myself more like a plant? It's spring, the plant grows. There's a beautiful simplicity to that. An isness. And allowing our creation, ourselves as creators, one within the whole of creation, part of the life breath of that creation in its own rhythms and patterns. Surrendering to the isness of that. Asking what wants to come through me. What does this creation require of me? My job is to be aligned. Ask what excites me the most. Listen to where the divine energies are flowing. Give that my energy and attention. And realize I'm part of something much bigger than this single cell. This single cell matters, but it's part of something big and beautiful, breathing itself into being moment to moment. The whole of creation renewing itself moment to moment through us, as us, with us. Beautiful time of death and rebirth, of surrendering what we're not, allowing what we are, asking what the creation requires of us, and saying, yes, I am here. I am here for that. Allowing our fears to be taken from us even as they rise up, for they will limit us like nothing else on the planet. Allowing divine intervention, saying yes to support wherever it comes from. Divine intervention can show up through any channel in our life, any person, any moment, any situation, just saying yes to life. And allowing it to change beyond the shape we know, that we're familiar with, that maybe we're comfortable with. I get the words, allowing things to be a little uncomfortable temporarily, because you grow that way, that's what they're saying. You change that way and you'll be happy about the change that's happening now. And I'm just hearing the guides saying that we love you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for listening. Now, do know that as well as the little outputs we make here, the podcast, the YouTube, we do have regular meetings, a group of online regular meetings for meditation, for deep dives, for channelings, for Q&A, for coaching, for teaching wisdom from the Akash. We have all sorts of different events online that run every month. And if you would like to be part of those, just check the description and it will show you where to explore more about this. If you'd like to uncover a bit more deeply the work of the Akash of our human blueprint, where the focus is very much on aligning with the truth of who we are, accessing guidance from within, and being with what's now. Guys, have a beautiful eclipse season. Thank you. It has been really, really sweet and a lot of fun to connect with you in this way. I don't always do energy updates. Big gateways like this, it's got to happen. There's too much going on. I'm sure we could have talked for another 3 hours and brought in everything. That would be fun. But for now, this is enough. There's a short energy update video I can connect you to, and a channeling that came through yesterday, which I will also link to somewhere in the comments here. So, all the best. You know I'm here for one-to-one support if that's what you need.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Cash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.